we're going to start. Not really live, but okay. So we are on the Mishnah on Daf Hey on the top. So the Mishnah is the Mishnah we actually saw a little bit before. Josh, can you hear me? So, all right. So, Mishal Shalim B'mamom. Mishal Shalim B'mamom. The aim Mishal Shalim B'makos. Mishal Shalim sometimes means the Lashon of split it three ways, or just means divide. So we divide by Mamo, but we do not divide by Malkos. What does that mean? Rashi says, Mishal Shalim B'mamom, Kidim Mefarish V'Azir, like we'll see in a moment. So, what the aim is, so Ketzad, Mishal says, Ketzad, how do you do that? What does that mean? He'eiduhu shehu chayiv l'chaveir masayim zoz v'nimsu zomen. Two witnesses come, Reuven Shimon come, and say that Levi owes Yehuda $200. So, Mishal Shalim B'nehem, they split the amount. They owe now $200 to Shimon, because they say that Shimon owned Levi. Well, sorry, to our case is Levi. Levi owed Yehuda. They owe $200, but they don't each pay $200. Rather, they split it. One pays $100, one pays the other $100. Mishal Shalim B'nehem. Aval im he'iduhu shuchayiv malchus arba'im. But if they testify that the person is required to receive malchus. Now, malchus arba'im, again, is a key word for his malchus. Once you get malchus, then you have to determine how much the person is supposed to get. So let's say it's 30. It ends up that the guy requires 30. V'nimsu zomim, and it turns out that the zomim, kol echa v'echad lo k'arba'im. They each get the full amount. So let's say it's 39. They don't split. They each get the full amount. You don't split malchus, but you do split mummy. The question is going to be, why? I'm not sure the answer is so clear. So minahani mili. So where do we know this from? That we're not mechalk, we don't split the din of malchus. So Amar Abaye, Nemar, it says by malchus Russia, right? It says v'haya in bin hikos Russia. So the word Russia is used by malchus. V'nemar Russia b'chayav in misos beisin. And also says Russia by the word by misa. It says who Russia lamus. That's the pasuk that they quote. Therefore, malahala, and just like previously by misa, ain misa lemechza, there's no such thing as halfway. You're either dead or you're not dead, except in whatever. The problem is that, and Rabbi Akiva Eger points it out, afkan ain malchus lemechza. So to here, there's no malchus in halfway. Problem I had was that, I don't know if remember, in Hilchos Shabbos, we tried to figure out, one case, we tried to figure out what the malacha of Chabura is making a chabura on Shabbos, wounding, and they said some say it's because it's a din of shechita because they said that mali misav chet palga mali shechita palga mali shechita kula, meaning it's the same idea. It's just a process. And other gemaras say that misa is haschala, malchus is haschala misa. It's part of the process. So it's not so clear to me that it's real such a split between malchus and misa. At certain times when it's sort of convenient, we say that. The hitting the chavura is like the beginning of the misa, so but here they're saying that it's that's different. Okay.
How are we mechayev malchus? I mean, what do they say to him that he would be mechayev malchus?
You violated Shabbos without hasra. You any lav? You were wearing shanis. You worked your shore and you muzzled your shore when you worked him. Any lav? Any love that? Any love Yichayim Misa? Yeah, Yichayim Misa. Okay. So Rava Amar. So that's the reason why by Malkos you don't split, because Malkos is the same thing as you say that just like Misa, there's no Misa Lemechsa. Malkos is there's nothing Lemechsa. Rava Amar. Rava says, by Inan Kasher Zaman Lasslos LaAchi LaLaka. You need to do Kasher Zaman. You want this guy to be 40 to get 40 Malkos. You have to get 40 Malkos. The Gemara says, Ihachi Mamanami. So that's the case, but if that's the case, the Maman also is Kasher Zaman. So the Gemara then says, no, Mamo Mitzarif, Malkos Lo Mitzarif. Money can combine, but Malkos can't. Rashi says, Mamo Mitzarif, it's like the fifth or sixth short line, right before the words Masnisen. Mamo Mitzarif, the Hare Kibel Masherotsu Lahafsido Ben Kulam. Mammon, I think maybe the logic is, when it comes to Mammon, you're looking at what you wanted this guy to lose. You wanted this guy to lose $200 in our instance. And now he got back $200. But when it comes to Malkos, Malkos was is that you wanted to punish his goof a certain amount, 39 Malkos. So you have to get the 39 Malkos. The Malkos, for whatever reason, they don't combine. I was having a tough time trying to figure it. I saw in the Nemuke Yosef, in the back of the regular Gemara that none of us use, including myself, He says, "She'im yilke zeh chatzi makos v'zeh chatzi. If this one gets half the makos, one gets 20, the other guy gets 20, Lo ki mikayim kasha zamam. You don't get kasha zamam because shekol echa rotze lechayvo malchus arbayim. Each one wanted the other guy to get 40 malchus. The ein roy litzarev chati malchus shozeh im chati malchus shozeh shehare heim shnei gufim. Those are two bodies. Aval mamon hare baha kol yad misha hidula. The money went all to the person who was going to lose it. So I think money, when it comes to the money, they're focusing on the poor guy who was testified against. And when it comes to the malchus, they're focusing on the guf. So we focus on the guy who's testified against, so he's made whole by getting all his money. But they are, so that says kasha zaman, but they are not doing kasha zaman if they only get half the malchus. Again, I'm not 100% clear.
Other suggests the lashes get from two different people to not be combined because the pain of each is progressively worse each
lash. Yes, that's the basic. Levy. It's right. So that's
so the 20 for
doesn't equal. It doesn't equal that. I think that's the basic Levy.
But not the same.
Do you quote the basic Levy? There's a basic Levy in Parshas Vayishlach. I think that says that.
You're right.
Okay.
But Malchus, you give somebody that you can't give him.
No. We said Malchus only in our case. But if I come to Beis Din and say that this person violated Shatnez and he's Shatnez, okay, so he gets Malchus. That has nothing to do with
the person violated would get Malchus, right? Correct. But if he violated something, the Einish isn't Malchus. Like his Einish is Mitzah, they don't kill the Edim.
Why not?
That are Zomimin, they...
Yes, they do.
When they kill the Edom, but Zomim, but another case... When they can't make him Grusha Chalitza.
Yeah, so that's the exception. That's only the exception, but that's not the rule. That's the exception.
Okay.
Fine. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Okay. This is the Mishnah that we had mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta that should have been the first Mishnah, because it's the one that gives us the fundamental yisod about how do you become Edom Zomim. And the lush was just interesting also. Ein ha'edim na'asim zomim ad sheyazimu es atzman. Edim did not become zomim until, literally it says, until they mezamim themselves. But Tosos points out right away, perish atzman, and Rashi is the same thing. Let's look at Rashi. Sheyazimu es atzman, sheyazimu osam iske guvan. That the zimum has to talk about their body, about their guf, the lobe iske ahori v'ahorug, and not about the actual item that they're testifying about, the parish also. Rashi says, Perish Atzman. He says Atzman. Perish Atzman shall Edim. You have to be mezameim the essence of the Edim themselves. It's the Edim, not the Edus, right? Because you say so. The Gemara gives an example, right? Right? Ketza. What's the case? Amru me Edim anu beish plonish hargas and efesh. Two Reuven Shimon come and they say that A killed B, right? But Amru lahem and the Edim come and say and second Edim, the Edim's own, right? Heyach atem me Edim. How can you testify that? They say that can't be because the event could not have taken place the way you described because one of the protagonists in the event was with us, either the murderer or the murdered was with us. That's not a case of Edim Zomim, right? Now we just have Hachasha, we have contradictory testimony. You say the murder took place, they say the murder couldn't have taken place, then because the murdered wasn't there. But, aval, amru lahem, if they go after the guf ha'edim themselves, amru lahem, heyach atem ha'edim, sheretem ha'yisem imanu ba'os ha'yom. How can you testify about this action during the time that you claim this action took place? You were with us in a different place. Usually we say Chicago, but you know we have someone from Chicago that's sort of here, so we'll go with Milwaukee. Milwaukee. I told you, I asked somebody that once. They said Milwaukee. That was the answer I got. Okay? Heyach atem ha'edim, sheharei atem ha'yisem imanu ba'osu ha'makom, b'makom ploni, harei el zomim, then they are zomim, v'neharogim apiyem. And if everything aligns, they would get murderers, they would get killed as well. Okay, get killed. Okay. So now the Mishnah gives another case. This case is subject to Machlokes Rishonim. We're going to learn like Rashi. I'm assuming that's how the art school learns, so we're going to learn like Rashi, so everyone can follow along. Okay, and we'll read Rashi. He says, Bo acherim vihizimum. So Reuven and Shimon come, and then Levi and Yehuda make them zomim. Then Yisachar and Zvulun come, and Levi and Yehuda make them zomim. Then Yosef and Binyamin come, none of them is their brothers. And they make them, and then they make them zomim, right? So he says, Bo acherim vihizimum. Bo acherim vihizimum. Afilu meya kulam yaharegu. So these guys now just made, can make 100 sets. Eidos Omen. I know the case could be that the guy killed somebody, apparently they're claiming that he was killed, he murdered in this open field where everybody saw. So A and B came, so Reuven and Shimon made them Zomim. Then they made B, C and D. Then they made E and F. They made everyone Eidos Zomim. If they find, they made everyone Eidos Zomim, they all get put to death. Right? Rashi says, Afilu im he mea kitos, ze achrazo, vikat achas hezimason, kulon yaharoku. They all get killed. The other sheet on the Rishonim, that's quoting Rabbi Ben Chananel, and the Rif quotes it, but argues on it, is that you're talking about like sort of like a chain. Right. And these eight zomim make these zomim, and the next one makes the second set zomim, and set four makes set three zomim, and keep going and keep going that way. Okay.
Yeah, but isn't every other one really the truth?
No, we're not learning that way, so we're going to skip that. We're learning the way that we just read in Rashi. They're talking about one set of Eidim that makes multiple sets of Eidim into Eidim Zom. Rav Yehuda Omer, istatis hi zo. I think istati means like a plot. I don't know how he translates the word istati. A plot? Okay. Istatis hi zo. If they come and they're making so many people Eidim Zomim, there must be some plot amongst these Eidim. They're saying, whoever comes, we're going to make Zomim. We're going to say that the Manu Ayusim. And Rashi says, istatis hi. What? Yes. Hakas hazas, hakat hazos, kat shel eid sara vestiahi. Kach nitlu eid sebneah. They made this plot amongst themselves. Lahazim as kohavol heilav. To make anyone who comes to testify about their body an eid zomim. So therefore, Rabbi Huda says, the only ones who get killed are the first set. The Gemara is going to ask, well, if it's a plot, why yeah, the first right, set?
The first set.
Right. Be a problem. The Gemara is going to end up with a difficulty. Because, okay. So minohan emili. So where do we learn the din that Edom Zomim only exists if you testify against the Edom, not against their Edus? Right? As we said, minohan emili. So Gemara is going to quote two limudim, and I have to admit I don't understand the limudim, but I don't understand most limudim. So that's just a fault of me. I don't get it. Amar of I don't see it in the psukim. Amar of Ada the Amar Kra the pasuk says the hine eid sheker. So eid sheker ha'eid, they say ad sheker gufa shel eidus, until they lie in their, until you find out that they're lying about where they were. I don't know. I don't understand the limud. And the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the pasuk says they're also la ki akum eid chamas b'ish la anos bo sarah. Right, so you learn from Ache Tisareh Gufa Shel Eidus until you Tisareh Tasor, until you deviate for something like that from the Guf of the Eidim. Again, I apologize. I don't understand unless the Arskel has a way of doing it. I don't understand the Limudim.
The Arskel is making the distinction between the Eid and the Eidus.
Right, but how?
Well, it says the verse states that Eid witness is false, not that Eidus is. Testimony was false.
No, but the
pasuk indicates that the witness himself must be false.
He need eid sheker, hot eid sheker ana.
You have to prove that the witness is lying, not
but
what
from
he
where?
Is false.
Which word? The pasuk means he need eid sheker hot eid. A lying witness testified falsely.
Yeah.
So I don't see how that you extract that from there. Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay. Amar Rava, if it works for you, then it works for me. So, Amar Rava.
They're testifying that
who's testifying?
The second count. Yeah. The second count. They're testifying that these guys were with me. He's not testifying these guys killed him or not.
They're testifying they were with me. No, of course not. Aizomim is simply, how right. could you have testified about what you're saying? You were with us in a different place.
Right, but that doesn't mean the guy didn't do it.
Yeah, but we have no. If two
it says
other
the Aidim weren't there, but
right.
Then
so
say the
other
guy Aidim,
if other so Aidim the, come, so, then they could be found
so
guilty.
So the case could be
theoretically if there are other Aidim.
Right. So well, now let's say you took these Aidis,
right,
and you killed them because of Aidim's own.
Right.
And then you find out this guy
we'll get to it.
Actually killed.
You still get killed, but we'll get to it because at the moment it depends. We'll see in the next Mishnah. At the moment that they gave their testimony, was the guy a Bar Katala or not? So if he was a Bar Katala already, then you're right. But if he was not a Bar Katala, meaning we didn't find him guilty yet, then at that moment in time, they were falsely testifying about somebody who was not Chayav Misa. We'll see, that's the next Mishnah pretty much. Okay. Amar Rava, Bo Shnayim, 2 minutes to come, Amar, they say, in Beis, the Bimizrak, Bira, Harag, Polonius, and Nefesh. They say, Ruvi and Shimon come, and they say they on the eastern side of this castle, they saw Levi kill Yehuda. Ubosh Mayim, and then two other witnesses come, Amru, and they say, how could you have seen what happened on the eastern side of the castle? You were with us on the western side of the castle. So now we have to check. Chazina, we check. We go look and see. If you're standing on the eastern side, can you see the western side? If you can, then it's not even Zomer. Because Enochnami, we could have been with you, but we still saw what happened on the western side. And the Imlah, but if you can't see from the west to east, then Hare Elo Zomim. Then these guys are Zomim, because you could not have seen what took place. You were at a different location. And Mar says, Pshita. What's the Chiddush? That's Pashat. So he says, no. Mahu Litema Lechush L'Nahora Barya Kamash Malan. You'd have thought that we can, right, Nahora is sight, right? Barya, clear, right? You would have thought that these guys have like x-ray vision, some certain amazing sight that they can see better than anybody else. Kamash Malan, we don't see. I guess we go according to the regular person. Right. Rashi says, L'Nahora Barya Shema. Like Barya is like healthy. Shema or a name shall elu bari v'tzofin the miracle yosem imenu. These guys can see better than others. And these guys had glasses. Need glasses. These guys don't need glasses. Something like that. Maybe they had
Barya. I think it's
right.
Barya.
But the next one's even better.
What?
Again, every single case is going to be. It's going to be that all those things that are required are taken care of.
So they can see and they scream.
However it works. However it works. And it, however it works. Va'amar Rava. Maybe two others testified about that. Maybe two others gave us Torah. But however you need it to work, it's going to work. In the city of Tzura, in the morning on Sunday, so-and-so killed so-and-so. And then two other witnesses come and say, wait a second. But on Sunday evening, you were with us in the other city, in the Hardoya, in the Harda. So now the problem that we have here is that maybe you have to just check the timeline. You know,
yeah,
see, always see
right.
That in Law and Order.
Okay. From there to there?
Maybe you can. So the Gemara says, Chazinon, do you know the distance?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the Chazinon imit safra lepanya matziva azim isulam nahardo. We have to see whether or not it fits the timeline. Could it be feasible for them to get from the place where they say they were in Sura to the place where they claim they were in Nahardo in that amount of time? Right. So he says, even if they can, the law is zomim. Im lo avay zomim. Mar says again, pshita. It's pashut. Yeah, of course.
Right.
You see, if it's possible, it's possible. It's not possible. That's every law and order, you know, because you have a timeline to go from here to here. Like Gemara says, right, Mahu Detema Lechus Lagamu Parfa. Maybe you would be negotiating for a flying camel. Maybe this guy had some very quick, fast method of transportation.
Yeah.
He drives a faster car. He's a better driver. Maybe he had a faster mode of transportation. Kamash Malan, that we're not cautious of. We just talk about cautious for the regular regular mode of transportation. Right, Rashi says, Kamal Parcha, Min Gamalim Yeshahim Kalim Bimarutsam Ka'ofa Parech. There's a certain type of camel that goes very, very fast, like a flying bird. He's not actually not saying that the camel actually flies. He's saying that it's a very, very fast camel.
Okay. Pigs fly.
The Amarava. Bo Shnayim. So two people come. Oh, this is the case, I think. This is your issue. Bo Shnayim, right? Is this your issue? Yeah. So Bo Shnayim, I said it was a mission, it's not the mission, it's Rabba, okay.
I'll forgive
right. It. Right, thank you. Bo Shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shabsa harak plonias and nefesh. Let's keep the timeline. So Bo Shnayim, when is the Bo Shnayim? This is important, that it's Bo Shnayim, let's just say they came on Tuesday. So two people come on Tuesday, and they say that on Sunday, so-and-so got killed somebody, right? Ubo Shnayim v'amru, and two other witnesses come, and they say, there's no way you saw what happened on Sunday because you were with us on Sunday, right? But they say, but not only that, but you are correct that A killed B, but A killed B on Monday. Again, we're standing on Tuesday. You claim it happened Sunday. It could have happened Sunday. You were with us, but it did happen on Monday. Vilo od, Ela filu amru erev Shabbos harak plonius hanefesh. Now that maybe they said, we're standing here on Tuesday, you claim it happened on Sunday, and they say, no, it happened the Friday before. Nevertheless, Neharogin, these Edom are still killed. Even though they're testifying about something that took place after the actual act, why? Because at the moment they're testifying on Tuesday, nothing has been decided about this guy, about this alleged murderer. So their aid was omen. The guy was Gabriel. What?
But it's either one or the other.
Yes, but at the moment they're there testifying, is this guy a dead man walking? Nothing happened to him yet. Yeah, at the moment they're testifying, he is a, we'll see the contrast in a moment, he's not a Bakadola. He's not Chayim Misa yet. No one testified against him. No one had a psak din against him. So he's not a Bakadola. So my Kamashwa, the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? We know this already. Tanino, we already have this in a Braisa. Okay, Rashi says, before we get back, just to go back, he says, my time at the end of the Kamasi. Let's read this Rashi. I said it outside, but it's good to see it inside. It says, you see what the my time at the end of the Kamasi? It's like four lines after the Gemara. He says, Kishabo Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. When these guys testify on Tuesday, L'ha'i Alav, Akati Gavra Lava Gartola, Shalom Huwa Alava Basin. At that moment, he's not subject to the death penalty because no one has testified about him yet. The Ilu Have Asi Umode Have Miftar. This is a wild Rashi. Rashi then says, and if this guy would come in and admit that he killed, or admit that he's Chayav Misa, then he would be Putter. I heard of Mode Beknas Putter. I never heard of Mode Misa Putter. Right? It's a bizarre Rashi. I don't know. So I'm pointing it out. Right? The Ilu Haya Asi Umode Haya Miftar. It turns out that they are causing his death, somebody who could get off. Tosos says, what are you talking about? Tosos says, the ba'inna the ashidu edim la bar katalahu. Tosos asks you a question.
Talk about a shugir.
What? But it would be chayav misa.
I confess, I fell from the ladder, I killed this guy.
Right.
I saw the guy took a gun and killed the guy.
Right. So we have that shaila before. How do you ever have that? Because you could always say the shogeg. So you can say that there was no ladder. You have circumstantial evidence. But in a chanami, I guess that's the way to go. But Tosfos says peirush hakunchus mishum da I have a mode miftar. He says veloni here no nira. Really, your question. That's not possible. No nira. The zelo matzina. We never found anywhere in Cain. If that's the case, then kol chayav misas vaisin yochel holus lipotor atzmo. So anytime he's chayav misa vaisin. Guy says, you do all your hasras, you do everything, and he does it anyway. Right? We always say that guy to be chayav misa has to be a real idiot. He goes, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to do it anyway. Right? And then he comes and says, I did it. And he'd be putter. Where do we ever see that? Where do we ever see that? So Tosos says, v'nir lefarish, Tosos says, what does it mean that he's a lav bar katalahu? But the problem is here, again, we have to remember what the problem is. The problem is that we're setting up the case where these edim are causing, would be the one who, they're testifying against somebody who's not chayav misa. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says, they're not Chayav Misa. What you're doing by their testimony, you're taking away his ability to admit and therefore become Potter. Tosfos says, there's a more technical issue. He says, Nila Farish, La Barakatola, who perished, Kodem Shenigmar Dino. It's prior to his Nigmar Din. We'll see in the Mishnah and on the base that we, as opposed to the Tzukim, say that you only get a Zomim after you have the Gmar Din. Before the execution, literally the execution, but after the Gmar Din. So he says, Nila Farish, La Barakatola, who perished, Kodem Shenigmar Dino. Who the Shema lo yavo edim, the im yavo edim lo yedus and kayam, the ocha asu lahorgo achig mardino, uxenig mardino kfar vadai bar kayuva who hold kfar bo edim is kabli dus and lorgo patar. He says, technical issues. To get someone to be chayav misa is very difficult. The court tries all the play the percentages, like we said, it's only 1 in 70 years. So to get someone to be chayav misa is very difficult. So when these guys come and say falsely that he's a murderer, what they're doing is they're taking away the percentages. If he would play the percentage game, most likely he would get off. He may have done it, but all these technical issues that you always raise would have come into play. So by them coming in, they're forcing him to be Misa. So not Rashi's thing that he's chayav, that if he mode he's putter, just that by them coming and testifying, now they're taking away the statistical probability that he wouldn't be convicted. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I don't understand. I have a very simple thing, and it's more because Tosfos is saying it's just a technical issue. Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to give a fundamental issue. It's a long Rabbi Akiva Eger. Hopefully we'll understand it. If you look in the Gilgal Shas, different Gemaras have it at different places. Mine's on the right side. The older Gemaras have them on the bottom. But he says, Tosfos Dibur Maskil of Alba Eidus Mufashos, Tamhani, I was bewildered, right? Lemai Hutzuchu Lizeh. Why do they need all this? Tosfos and Rashi, why do they need all this? The Lobe Pshuto, and we have, because Tosfos, you'll see that, maybe we should get back to Rabbi Akiva Eger after a minute. But the difference is that when it comes to, in these cases, when it comes to Mammon, we're going to say that he's not Chayef, because he's not a bar, he's not, Let me just think. Let's continue, and then we'll go. And to remind me, if time, we'll go back to Rekiv Eger. Okay, because Rekiv Eger focuses on the Mammon. We have Rashi who talks us about why he's Lav Bar Katolahu. Again, Rashi says because he can be Moda, which is something that we've never seen before. And Tosa says because you're taking away his statistical probability that he will get off from the capital charge. Okay, so the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalan, what are you teaching us? Tanina, we already know this, right? Because we have a Bryce, I guess, that says, Lefichach nimsa achas mehen zomemes hu vehei neherogin vishnia petura. So what's that case? Maika Mashmalan, Tanina Mastisim appearance on that vava base. You have two people, I guess the case is, in the Mishnah Nafav and Beis, you're talking about that the Nidon is Mechayev Misa based on one set of Edim. Nevertheless, if there's another set of Edim that became Zomimim to Mechayev and Misa Shalokadin, they are killed. Right? They are killed.
I'm talking two sets of Edim.
One set sees from window A, one set sees from window B.
Right.
And they come to court. They say, he killed so-and-so. And right. And other witnesses come and say, set B, you could not have been there, you would have left Chicago. Those guys still get put to death, even though that guy did it based on the testimony of the other Edom. Because at the moment that they came to testify, he was not a Bar Katol yet. Okay, so we already did that. So the Gemara says, no, Seifa Masha Inkin Gemar Din Itzchukai. The Bryce, what Rava's statement is needed for his Seifa, which is talking about the Gemar Din. Gemar Din is the issue. So what's the case? Ba'u Shnayim V'amru B'chad V'shabsa Nigmar Dino Shalponi. Okay. Reuven and Shimon come and say that they come on Tuesday. They say that on Sunday there was a psak din. There was a psak din that A and B were chayav misa. Okay, bo shnayim amru b'chad shabasu yiman oyisem. And then two witnesses come and say, how can you testify that this took place on Sunday? You were with us on Sunday, right? Ela be'erev Shabbos nigmar dino shokloni. Rather, on erev Shabbos, this guy was Nigmar Dino, was already convicted on Erev Shabbos. So in that case, they don't get Misa. Because who are they testifying about? They're testifying about somebody who's already a Bar Katala. He's dead man walking. Because it was already a Psak Din. So then they're off. Right? Below Ode, El Afilu Amru Betray B'Shabsa Nigmar Dino Shalponi. Even if they testify that it took place on Monday, which is the day after they're claiming it took place, but it's the day before they're coming to testify. So still, at the moment of their testimony, was this guy a Bar Katala? Yes, he already was convicted the day before. Right? El afilu amru betrei b'shat baton nigmar dino shoploni ein elu neherogin. Why? The be'inno de kamasadi. At the moment they're testifying, on Tuesday, gav Bar Katala who? He was already a convicted man.
Right.
So there's no edus omim. The Gemara says, v'chein le'inyon tashlume knas. And the same thing applies to knas. And then the Rishonim say it applies to Knas, but not to Mamonos. And that's where Rekiv Eger comes in.
Now, the part that I don't understand is when they come to court,
yeah,
unless they come to forfeit the murder, if he's already been convicted, why is the court even taking the testimony? If the guy is a Bar Katala
right?
Why are they even listening to this testimony?
Okay, this guy was convicted. I mean, that's the situation I can think of. The guy was convicted, and he escapes.
Right.
And he's running away, and then he has a traffic ticket, and they pull him into court, and he comes in, and they say, wait, this two guys go, wait a second, this guy was convicted of murder in the other court in the other town. Again, they didn't have the communication. He was convicted in the court in the other town as a capital crime. And they say, wait, he was? And then the two Edom come and say, no, how can you say that he was convicted on Sunday? You were with us on Sunday, but he was convicted on Friday. That's the scenario that goes through my head. So the Gemara says, V'chein le'in neknas, the same thing applies when it comes to a penalty payment. Why? Because a penalty payment also, this is probably where Rashi gets his thing, because a penalty payment, modi b'knas, is potter. So he says, bo shnayim v'amru b'chad v'shabto gana v'tavach u'machar. Guys come on Tuesday, and they say on Sunday, Reuven stole ashore, and then shechted it, or he sold it. And therefore he's chayav dollar, well, for sure he's chayav hay, right? Right? So bo shnayim, so two come, v'amru b'chad v'shabto imanu yitem. You were with us on Sunday. How can you testify that took place on Sunday? It took place on Monday. They would have to pay. The low owed, why would they have to pay? Because he hasn't been convicted yet. And calls man that you're not convicted, you could be moved to be knas to become potter. So by them coming in and saying that it took place, by testifying that it took place, then he's not moved to be knas anymore, because they're testifying about it and you're forcing him to pay. Right? So Mishalim, Veloot, Elafilo, Amru Be'er Shabbos, Gan Latav Lugumachar, Mishalim, why did it in the Kamas, God, Vala Bar Tashlumin? Because about, at the time that they were testifying, the guy was not a Bar Tashlumin. Why? Because he could have been Modi Beknas. Tosfos has to agree with that, I guess. I mean, that's the reason. La Bar Tashlumin Hu. And, but, Bo Shnayim, but if two witnesses come on Tuesday, Va'amru Bechab Shabbos, or Gan Latav Lugumachar, Vinig Mardino. They say, okay, it's Tuesday, and they claim that on Sunday this guy stole, and on Sunday he was convicted. And then, so once he's convicted, it's no longer a knas penalty, because now it's a chiyuv mamon. Right, we said it the other day, once Beis Din says that you chayav a knas, it turns into a chiyuv mamon. Nigmar dino, and then Bo Shnayim Va'amru, no, Bechab Shabbos, Yimanu Ayisem, you were with us on Sunday, you could have testified about that. Ella Erev Shabbos got on Tavuk HaMachar, rather he did it on Friday, Velo Elafilo Amru Bechab Shabbos, he did it on Sunday, which is predates your whatever the Kabbish also got a Tavuk HaMachar, who betray Bishavs and Nigmar Dino, but his Nigmar Din was on Tuesday, on Monday, meaning his Nigmar Din is later than you say he was Nigmar Din. Nevertheless, in Risham, they won't pay in that case. Why? In the Kamasi got a Marta Shlumim. They're testifying on Tuesday, and on Tuesday, already by Tuesday, this guy was already convicted of the crime, and his Knas was obligated by Beis Din. So what they're testifying about is somebody's already obligated. They haven't taken away his ability to become Potter.
But in the first, it becomes a mode that he stole, and he shechted, he still has to pay for the basic...
For the carrot. Because so carrot's not the knas.
I know, but he's not, so how does that apply to...
Because they're testifying about the knas.
Oh,
no,
the knas.
I would guess, I would think so.
Same about the whole testimony, includes the carrot also.
Right, so they, but I guess he would say that their zimum would probably only obligate them to pay the knas. That's how I was learning. That's how I think, because of that. I don't know if he says something different, but that's why,
because
you're only motive with knas potter.
But he's talking about zomim.
Right. So kasha zomim. What were they forcing him to? And the reason why they were trying to mechayev him for payments, right? Or right. Say regular case of kefel. And the reason why they say the chayev because if the guy was moda, he would be potter. But if he was moda, he would only be potter in the extra payment. He would be potter in the principal. So that's why Yossi and I are learning that maybe the Zomim wouldn't have to pay the principal. I don't know. I think it's a good point.
Only the principal, not the knas.
The reason why, if their testimony predates the conviction, their chayiv is because they're taking away his ability to be motive knas and become potter. He says, "Vedafka knas," but specifically only knas. Aval the edus mamon peturin. When it comes to mamon, they would be potter. Why? Sharei lo hayam avsidin oso klum achar shehu mechuyev veomid. Right. So he says, when it comes to mamon, if they testify about it, and then let's say they testify that there was a loan took place on Sunday, the other witnesses come and say, you couldn't have testified about that because you were with us on Sunday, but the loan took place on Monday. So what are they causing the guy to lose?
Nothing,
because the Rashi is saying, that's what Rekiva Eger expands on. Rashi, when it comes to mamonos, it's not based on that's mechayev you; it's the act that's mechayev you. Now, based in, when it comes to knas, Beis Din's role is to be mechayev the knas. That's what Rekiva Eger says. When it comes to mamon, Beis Din's role is to enforce your pre-existing obligation. Right. So they had this. Once they had this pre-existing obligation, they're not doing anything. There's no moda. There's nothing. So that's why mamon is different, because mamon, if other witnesses testify that there is a monetary obligation, your testimony that it took place a day earlier
doesn't mean
make a difference to them. It doesn't have them lose anything. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istatis Hizo. This was the case, remember we learned the case, Mr. Freund, the way we learned it was according to Rashi, was that it's set A, one set of witnesses are constantly making other sets of witnesses into Edom Zomim. And come and say 100 get killed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Istatis says, it's a plot, only the first set gets killed. And Gemara says...
Is that in one particular case or different?
It's probably the same case. It's probably the same case. Gemara asks a question, if we say that this is an evil plot, I feel Kasvi Shonen Amilo, then the first set of Edom also should be killed. If we're... What? It's a plot for the second 99 sets and not for the first set? So the Gemara says, Amri Rabivo, no. Shekadmu Vaharagu. That's the case where it turns out that the first witnesses were already killed. Witnesses were killed, and then they constantly do it. So there's nothing we can do about the first. So the Gemara says, wait a second, What's the chiddush about that? The first set, it only counts about the first get. They got it already, right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, he started to say the einu neherag elakat rishona. What do you mean einu neherag kat rishona? It's already killed. So the Gemara then says, el amarava hachik amar im eina elakat achas. If there was only one kat, then neherages, they get killed. If there's more, ein neherag. So again, the Gemara says, but habilvad kamar. The Mishnah sets up a contradistinction between the first set and the other sets. And you're telling me now it's only if there's one set they get killed. If there's multiple sets, no one gets killed. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Gemara says kasha, right? Habavad kamar kasha. The Gemara leaves it as a kasha. How do you explain the Mishnah? How do you explain the fact that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a plot, why the first set gets killed and nobody else does? Why is it, if it's a plot, why is the first set get killed? And he leaves it as a kasha.
But you can also say that only the last set should get killed because you're forcing everybody else to die. Because without them, then
you're missing the case. You're missing the case.
But because the daisy chain didn't work.
There is no daisy chain. That was the Rabbeinu Hananel. We're not learning that way. We're learning Rashi. Rashi's case is there is an action. Witnesses come and say the action took place. Reuven and Shimon say your aid is omen. Another witness comes and say the action took place. Reuven and Shimon say your aid is omen. Up to 100 times, Reuven and Shimon are constantly knocking out witnesses on that action. The daisy chain case is the Rabbeinu Hananel, which I didn't want to learn that way because it makes the whole Gemara go a little. Become difficult, harder to learn. Plus, the riff knocks off. He may quote that as the case. I don't know, but I thought Rashi's way was easier, and we're all about ease.
Didn't take much. One question knocked
it off,
and that was it.
Yeah, but the lashon is very difficult.
Yes.
Lashon is very difficult. Okay, next case. Ha hahi itisa. So there's this case by this woman, the asai sahadi. She brought witnesses. Okay, let's say she claimed that someone owes her money. So she brought witnesses. Aisi Sahadi, the Ishtakur, and they were found to be lying, I guess. Right. It doesn't say whether it was Zomim or not, they were found to be lying. Asla Aisi Sahadi Akrine, so she again found another set of witnesses. I skipped the case. Asi Sahadi Ishtakur, Asi Sahadi Ishtakur, two times. She bought one set of witnesses, they were lying, another set of witnesses, they were lying. Asla Aisi Sahadi Akrine, now she's going to try to get a third set of witnesses. And it turns out, to Lo Ishtakur, and they weren't Hukkash, no one contradicted them. I would think that it must be Zomim over here because they're contradicting, and now they can't contradict. They can't say the action didn't play, so they weren't contradicted. So Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, no, we don't believe them. Huchzgezo, this woman is muksak to bring Edei Sheker. Therefore, we're not even going to agree to these third witnesses. She's a lying litigant, right? So Amalei Rabbi Elazar.
So you're going to kill on that?
There's no killing. What case is the killing? Doesn't say killing over
here. You're finding somebody guilty here. No. Oh, you're right. No. It's not a killing case. It's a mumming case.
We're just not knocking out the witnesses. She has no claim. She knocked out her claim. She knocks out her claims. Amar Reish Lakish, Huchzuzo. Amar Le Rebbe Lazar, Im Huchzika, if she's Huchzak, to bring Edei Sheker, Kol Yisrael Mi Huchziku, is all of Yisrael now Huchzak to be lying about her? All right, so she's a person, we know that she's a person who's willing to lie. But who's to say that every Joe Schmo in the street's going to lie for her? Who's to say that? Right? Im Huxak, Yisrael, Mi Huxak? Okay, fine. So he's going to believe that third set of witnesses. The question is, who are you focusing on? Are you focusing on her, or are you focusing on this set of witnesses? If you focus on her, she's not Neman. But she's not the one who's testifying. Fine. These other witnesses are testifying. And why are we going to say that they're lying? Just because other people are lying?
So even though it's only twice, it's a Chazak.
Yeah, so that's an issue also. Well, there is a Machlok about Chazak with two or three. Right. So Zimnin, one time, a different time, Havu Yasvi Kameh de Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish is sitting in front of Rav Yochanan. I guess they're learning. Asa ki hai maisa l'kamayu. So this similar maisa came before them about the type of person who hired two false sets of false witnesses and the third one was not found to be false. Do we believe a third set or not? Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says his claim. Huksikuzo. He's huksak. Amalei Rav Yochanan. Then Rav Yochanan says, im huksikuzo, kol yisrael mi huksiku. Just because she's muksak to be a liar or all the witnesses to be a liar. So hadar chazer Rabbi Elazar bishus. So Reish Lakish then turns around and gives like an evil look to Rabbi Elazar. Because it was Rabbi Elazar who said it to Reish Lakish prior. Rabbi Elazar who said to Reish Lakish prior, and now apparently it was really Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar didn't say it for shame Omro. So now Reish Lakish is giving an evil look to Rabbi Elazar. Why did you tell me that what you were saying was Rabbi Yochanan? Right? He says Hadar Chazal Rabbi Elazar Bishus Amr Le. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Elazar Shemat Mile Mi Barnacha Vlo Amat Le Mishnei. You said you heard these words. I'm not sure what Bar Nafacha means. I think it's
a blacksmith.
Yeah. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan is a blacksmith.
Rabbi Yochanan's
father. Right. Bar Nafacha, his father was the blacksmith. V'lo amartele mishmei, you didn't say it in his name? You gotta say it in his name. You gotta tell me his name. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lema d'reish lakish d'amar k'rab Yehuda, Rav Yochanan k'rabbanan. Let's say, I missed this. Okay. Let's say that Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Yochanan like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda says it's an evil plot, and therefore Reish Lakish says there's a plot here as well, and therefore we're not going to believe the woman. And the Rabbanan are going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbanan say that even up to 100 gets killed, they're going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, so we don't subscribe to the possibility of there being this plot. So he says, Amalak Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no. I can say even Rabbanan. I can look on Rabbanan Hassan. The reason why Rabbanan over there say that they believe everybody, there's no one going out there. There's no one going. In that case, there's no one trying to find Aden. They're just coming in on their own. So in that case, if they're just coming in on their own, there's no one coming to hire them to be mazim everybody. So they're just coming in on their own. Then we're going to believe them. But here, there's this woman who's involved in the case, who's going looking for witnesses. So maybe there we'll say people are going to come to some bribery or something like that. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, Rabbi Yochanan will say to you, no, Ana da Amri Afil Rabbi Yehuda. I can hold even like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning I'll agree there in Rabbi Yehuda that I don't believe everybody that's a plot, but here I'll believe the third set of witnesses. Why? Because Adkan Lokam Rabbi Yehuda Hassan, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda over there says it's a plot, Darmin and Atakulia Amal Gabi Hani Hayukame. Where were these people that 100 sets of witnesses, the 200 people were with them? Where were they? Maybe they were a concert. I don't know. How did they know that? There's too many people, right, to claim that they were with you at that time. But here, the reason why I say I believe a third set is because the first two sets didn't know, and the third set did know. It's only three sets. That's not a big deal. Okay. Next Mishnah. We got to move. This is fundamental Mishnah.
Was that a conspiracy or what?
The conspiracy would be the 100. They're going to be, how is it possible, it's fishy to say that 200 people, these guys remember that these 200 people were with them in a certain place. Where were they that there were so many people together? That's a bit. But here, in the case where it's only three, so you say this guy was correct, this guy was not correct. Next, Eina Edom Zomim Ne'eragim Ad She'Yigmar Adin. Edom Zomim are not killed until you have the conviction. Before the conviction, and then they're found to be in Zomim, they're not Zomim. They don't get killed. Sharei had Stukim Omrim, the Stukim Omrim Achi Yehare. The Stukim say that you only get the punishment of Kasher Zomim, you have to Kasher Asa. The only reason why you only get punished if the person you testify against gets punished. It's actually, you know, not so illogical. Sharei had Stukim Omrim Achi Yehare, Shenemar, the Pasuk says by Eden Zomim, it's Nefesh B'Nefesh, take out Tachas. It's Nefesh B'Nefesh. It has to be the Nefesh in lieu of the Nefesh. Amrul have Chacham, the Chacham say, wait a second, there's a tension in the Psukim. Valok Far Nemar, it says, Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachim. You have to do to him what you want to do to your brother. Mashma, the brother's still here, right? Hare Achiv Kayam. He's alive, so he's not dead yet. So Imkein Lama Nemar Nefesh B'Nefesh. So what does it say, Nefesh B'Nefesh? I have two problems. I have one thing that indicates that he's alive. I have another puzzle that says Nefesh B'Nefesh. I have stage one and stage three. So what does Perushim say? Stage two. You make a new stage in the middle. He says, Imkein Lama Nemar Nefesh B'Nefesh. Yochol Mishak Kiblu Edosan. You would think that they can become Edom Zomim just even at the moment that their testimony was accepted and based in, but prior to the conviction. Tamud Lomar Mishak Kiblu Edosan Yahiregu. Tamud Lomar Nefesh B'Nefesh. Ha Inerogin Acha Yigmar Din. The Nefesh B'Nefesh comes and pulls it and says that it has to be to the Psak Din. So there are three stages in the case. There's the case of the testimony, there's a case of the conviction, and there's a case of the execution. The Tztukim say you don't get punished unless you reach execution stage, and we say we don't get punished until you reach conviction stage. Okay. Tana Beribi, Beribi's name of Chacham Omer, Lo Hargu Neharogim. If Beis Din didn't kill, I mean they convicted, but they didn't kill, then the Edom Zomim are killed. But Haragu, if Beis Din did kill Al Pi Edusim, Ein Neharogim. They're not killed. So Amar Aviv Bini, so Beribi's father says, my son, Lav Kav HaChomer, it's a Kav HaChomer. If when they want to do it, but they weren't successful, it gets killed. If they were successful, it'll kosher cane. That's the Tzuki argument, basically. So Amar Lo, Rebbe says back to his father, the Medina Rabbeinu, Shein Onshin Min Adin. You and Rebbe told me that Ein Onshin Min Adin. There's no such thing as the Kavah Chomer when it comes to punishment. You can't make Kavah Chomer when it comes to punishment. I'm going to prove it from what we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin. Detanya, Ish Sheikach Achoso Basaviv Basimo. I'm just going to read it outside. Amy Ella Basaviv Shlo Basimo Basimo Shlo Basaviv. Basimo Basaviv Minayin. We have Pesukim that teaches half sisters, Yuchayev. How do we know about full sisters? Tamalomer achoso gila. It's an arise for achoso. But why kavachomer? If you're half sister Yechayim, kosher king for your full sister. What the mash writes? He says achlo yomar deish libedin im onish al basaviv shlo basimo basimo shlo basaviv basimo basimo lo kosher king. So halamad ain onish minadin. We gotta say ain onish minadin. And then we say onish shemad. We just learned that you can't learn the punishment shlo with by kavachomer. What about the azhara? Meaning again, there's two steps. There's the warning and then the punishment. How do you know that you can't even have the azhara by kavachomer again? Talmud lomar erbas basav icha. Obas imcha, right? Your half sister, you can't be magal the erva. Imi el obasav yishlo basimo, obasimo shlo basaviv, basaviv basimo minayin. Talmud lomar eres bas eshes avicha molez avicha achosah he ad shelo yomer yeshli ad sheyomer yeshli minadin ma im huzer obas imo shlo basaviv basimo shlo basimo gasiro basaviv kol shekain. Why do you need the pasuk? You have a kavach omer. Halamad l'shein masir minadin. You don't. There's no hasara from the din. Now the Gemara says chayavim alkos minayin. We just said that. You don't get punished until Gemar Din. That was a case by Misa. How do you know by Chayav and Malkus? Tamad Loma, Rasha, Rasha, Vigzei Rishava of Rasha, Rasha in the Psukim. Chayav and Golius Minayim. What about Chayav and Golus? Getting the Malkus for Chayav and Golus. How do you know that? Asir Rotzeach, Rotzeach. Because you have a Tamakom, Rotzeach, Rotzeach. Tanya, Amar Revi Yehuda Bar Tabai. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tabai says, Ebi Nechama, basically he's making a Lashon Shvua, Im Lo Harakti Eid Zomim, that if I killed, justifying myself, I killed an Eid Zomim, one Eid Zomim, Lahotzi Milibam Shal Tzukim. To get rid of, because I wanted to kill him, right? They say I couldn't kill him because he wasn't convicted. There was no execution yet, but it was already conviction. So I killed this one Eidzomim. So what are you talking about? Erebin Achama. What did you do here? Im lo shafach the dam naki. You killed innocent blood. You're being so frum to go out and stuke him, but only one became with Eidzomim. You can't kill one Eidzomim. You need two Eidzomim, right? So the ein lokim achi yizum shneim. So you want to so kill to shtuch the tztukim, you missed the pashat halacha. In this case, only one aid was found to be a zomim, so you can't get killed. So Miyakiv Rav Yehuda ben Tabai sheino mora hora el elevation from the shetach. So Rav Yehuda ben Tabai accepted that he will never pass him unless Rav Shimon Shetach is around. Call Yomash Rav Yehuda ben Tabai in all the days of Rav Yehuda ben Tabai had mishpachteach al kibro shel oso aid. He would go and cry and scream in front of the grave of this witness that he had killed. By a kol nishma, a voice was heard. Right, Zvurim Amlomer Kol Shel Haru. Everyone thought that it was the voice of the killed that he was, I guess, yelling or angry at Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai says, "No, Koli Shalihu. It was my voice that I'm trying to appease him. Tedu, you should know that Lemachar Umeis Vein Kol Nishma. Because when I die, you'll see that the voice is going to stop." And Amar Rav Achabrei the Rav Ravasi. This is bizarre. Rav Achabrei the Ravasi says to Ravasi, "That's not a raya that the call stops because Dilma Bedina Kabahade Inami Piusi Paisi. Because maybe what happens when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai died, so this A took him to Bezdin in Bezdin Shalmaila, and he got his compensation there. Inami Piusi Paisi. Or maybe he met him and he appeased him, and that's why it stopped. So there's no proof. I think the proof is Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai actually said it was my voice. But that's not, but that's okay. Sorry for the rush at the end. We will stop here." Pick up tomorrow. Have a great day. Mayor, what's the pull code? 6-5-0. Mayor, give me again. 6-5-0-5. Thank you. Now you know my email.